96.3 WHUR. It's that time.
Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
Oh, it is wonderful Wednesday afternoon. It's February 19th, 2020, 52 beautiful degrees outside. Spring, just 29 days away. So be encouraged. Be encouraged. All right, I'm starting off on my timeline with some bad news. But look, it's the shrimp boat on East Capitol Street in Northeast. Lord. It is so D.C. Everybody knows it. So cops, though, are looking for a group of men that tried to steal the ATM right out of the shrimp boat.
Yeah. They tried it.
Steal the ATM? Is it a portable?
They tried to, yeah. But look, after several failed attempts, Coca, they just decided they were going to go behind the counter and grab a safe and, you know, get away with the safe instead. So we talked with the owner today on Fox 5. Uh-huh. You know, he's just really disappointed. And we don't want to see this in the neighborhood. So if you, you know, if you know something, maybe say something. They're looking for their
safe.
No, they jumped behind the corner. You know, it might have been somebody who's familiar with what's going on there because they knew where to get that safe.
Okay.
All right. How about some encouraging news, some good news? If you're looking for maybe, you know, a second job or a first job and you love kids, you want to work with some kids, and you're out in Prince George's County, there's a job fair that's starting at 4 p.m. So what, about 10 minutes from now?
Get it in.
4 to 7. They're still looking for bus drivers. Okay. They've hired about 100, but they need to hire about
150. Why are you making that face, Mark? Mark, why are you making that
job.
Face?
It's a tough one,
it's
man.
It's a hard job.
Why, kids talk back to the bus
driver?
It's a hard job.
Traffic together, that's a lot.
Yeah, okay. But it's nothing like a good bus driver, though, right?
Yeah. Do you remember having a good bus driver when you were young?
I had good bus drivers, and my kids had a great bus driver.
Now, what is a great bus driver? Just for people who are listening, and they're like, I got a CDL, or I can do it.
I feel like somebody who, you know, has a second to give an encouraging word. You know, you got to be firm on that bus, but you know, to be kind.
They know the kid's name.
They know their name. Right. They just start the day off nice. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, but look, you, of course, will have to get your, you know, commercial driver's license and all that.
But they pay for that?
If you're interested. You know what, Coca? That's a really good question. I bet now, because they've been looking for drivers for a long time. So if you're interested, Wise Junior High School, Upper Marlboro, 4 to 7 today. Look,
did they do a background check? What do they do?
Oh, they will.
Okay.
They definitely will.
Check, credit check.
Oh, well, I don't know about a credit check.
No, they're checking all your stuff.
They're checking your credit to be a bus driver?
Everything.
Bus drivers, call me. Let me know.
Okay.
Social media, everything.
Well, yeah, social media for sure.
What's this post? No, go ahead.
Now, I've been trying to start with a little Black history every day in the month of February, and I feel like this is so fitting for Black history. We are making it today because D.C. is going to make go-go music the official sound of the city.
All right.
Yes, coming up in about 10 minutes, it's kicking off. D.C.'s Mayor Muriel Bowser will officially sign a bill designating go-go as the official sound.
Wow.
There's a whole party. Look, Backyard Band, DJ Superdam, Big G, Miss Kim, and more are all down at the Culture House in D.C. on Delaware Avenue for the signing. And we got our man Easy out there on the street with it. But I want to ask you right now. Look, call in. We want to hear from you. Call in with your go-go memories, your favorite bands, where you used to go to the go-go back in the day, what have you. Check in on this story because it's huge for D.C.
Now, Allison, what was your first, when did you fall in love with go-go? Like, what song was it? Do you remember?
Back in the day.
Oh, well.
I'm uptown, right? So they used to actually have parties at Sidwell Friends. I used to have go-go's there. It was weird. I don't know how that worked out. Maybe you can help me out if somebody went to the go-go's at Sidwell. But that's
Sidwell Friends. Now I remember the Black Hole in Eastside Supper Club.
Right. And if there's hay on the ground and a warehouse, you had a go-go. But it's so, you know, that music, that beat, just something. And if you can stand still and go-go music is playing,
something wrong
I'm
with
like,
you.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, as I said, we want to hear from you. Call us 202-432-WHUR with your go-go memories and how you feel about this day. But right now, our man Easy Street is out on location at the Culture House in D.C. for the signing today. What's up?
Hey, Austin Seymour, Mark Clark, Easy Street, live and direct at the Culture House, located 700 Southwest D.C. Of course, it's all about Mayor Bowser and signing the bill. It's going to make go-go music the official music of Washington, D.C. I'm here with a good friend, Ronald Moten from Don't Mute D.C., man. What's going on, bro?
Hey, I'm here trying to make go-go forever, brother.
Okay, so now we got the proclamation. Where do we go from here, Ron?
Well, two things. One, we're doing a go-go museum, historic anacostia, where we're going to have an event space. We're going to have artifacts of phase one. And eventually, we're going to own three buildings where we're going to expand the museum in 3 years. Number two, we're having a town hall meeting at the Kennedy Center Tuesday the 25th because phase one is the bill to sign it. Phase two is what the city's going to put into the bill. Fast tourism, send the bands on tour, helping with museum, helping the artists and get into schools and teaching young people the music and culture, mm-hmm. and all the other great things that we can do when you put resources into the bill.
All right, there it is. Ronald Moe for Don't Mute DC, of course. Waiting on the mayor. I'll check in with you very shortly. It's 96.3 WHUR, because that sounds like Washington.
TV news in the morning, radio fun in the afternoon, is Allison Seymour and her hubby Mark Clark on 96.3 WHUR.